Well, Saar is back and trying to reclaim her throne, but she has a rude awakening. We'll talk about it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, thank you so much, you guys, for joining us. Welcome back to the Star After Show, Season 3, Episode 15, Lean On Me. And of course, you know I cannot do it alone. I'm Jazzy, and here's my lovely co-host, Archie J.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Archie J, as you know.
Nima Sky.
Hello, everybody.
And we have the... you know, the one and only man of the hour joining us back again.
Hey, y'all. Jay Lamar in the building.
You guys, it has been a crazy episode, but we have to make room. We have a special guest in the building right now.
Yes.
And I'm so excited for him, okay? His career has been blowing up over these years. You guys, he played Cousin Rashad, on the episode tonight. Major, say hello.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, what's up, Major? This is what I love.
Come on. Yes. Yeah, we love you back.
Major is a Texas native.
Yeah,
Texas
native.
Like, and then some.
Hey.
I'm just happy to have you here. We're all happy to have
you
here.
Thank you all for having me. For real.
You did phenomenal tonight's episode.
Yes. Thank you.
It's a dream come true. It's crazy.
I don't know if you remember, but we had an opportunity to talk last year at the during BT weekend. I interviewed you on the red carpet.
Was it Miss Diddy's?
It was Miss Diddy's event.
I knew it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Gotcha. I remembered that.
That was last year. Then 2 years prior, I mean, you sat down with Jasmine Brand, and we were talking at the table, and you had shared a lot of insights with me. So I just want to fast forward from then to now. What has changed in your life? Like, I mean, we see you on Tonight's Star, but like, what has changed drastically?
I'm no longer afraid of the word no.
Okay.
For me, I've realized that delay is not denial. Mm-hmm. I've realized that the only yes I need is the one from my maker.
Yes.
You know, in due time, people will understand what you are and who you are. You know, they'll make the adjustments when God puts you on your platform. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I love that, Archie.
Tonight we got to see you on Star.
Yeah.
It was, you know, phenomenal as Cousin Rashad, as we just saw. But you mentioned that it was a dream come true.
Yeah.
How did this opportunity come about?
Well, I've been studying theater most of my life, just as long as I've studied music. But of course, the music has been the thing, the front runner to pay my bills and everything.
Hello.
And I'm currently repped by ICM. And so we have been auditioning for stuff, getting callbacks, and just so close and not. I'm, you know, I have a few appearances. I did a commercial for Norms, and I'm on a few TV shows, but it's always as just the singer.
Yes,
it's like the bar singer or the jazz singer. And so finally, I got this opportunity that was brought to me. Shout out to Amina, who runs the music division for Star. And then my brother Luke James is like, listen, they're looking at you right now. I want you to go in that audition and kill it. I went in there and I did what I had to do.
That's right.
You feel me?
And killed
that's
right.
And yo, I am living a dream. And this all happened the same week I found out Why I Love You went gold.
Wow.
And I got my first Grammy nomination for Honest.
Yes.
So, you got a plaque in the house.
Yo, I got a plaque now.
Oh, you official.
Like, mama, I made
moving
it.
Moving on up.
Nima? Awesome. Yes, so Major, I feel like your character was such a major shift for everybody. I feel like you were the gel. You were very uplifting. There was so much light. And you gave everybody hope.
Yeah.
How did it feel playing this role?
You know how you're reading a character and you're trying to understand and you're trying to create backstory for the character. So you go in this overthought moment and this overthought process. And then all of a sudden it arrested me and say, yo, you've got a lot of truisms naturally and that connect with this character. I am that. You said hope. I got hope tatted on my arm because the people call me the hope dealer.
Yes,
you feel me? And
yes.
So it's pretty amazing that I'm able to play a character that that I can borrow a lot of the same truths from my own personal experiences. But you know, Rashad is a little more naive, you know, in certain instances. I've grown up, you know, so I'm not as naive as Cousin Rashad. I can't tell you what's. It's gonna get good.
Okay.
Just know that.
Okay.
It's just
know
that. Yeah.
So Stevie Wonder said that Why I Love You was the wedding song of the year.
Yeah. How he said, I believe this will be the wedding song for years to come. I'm like, whoa, Stevie said that.
So how did that make you feel that a living legend gave your song that credibility?
And then also Anita Baker.
Listen, and Auntie Nita.
That was Gladys Knight.
No, Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight. I've met Anita, but she said great things about me as a person. She hasn't really heard me do what I do. Uh-huh. But that was Gladys Knight who sang it. But also, so after Stevie the King, you know, endorses me that way on KJLH. He was a show with Don Ameche and Tammy Mack. Mm-hmm. It was surreal. It was surreal. Wow. And he somehow, somebody gave him my number. He calls me and I'm like, yo, this is Stevie Wonder. This is weird. This is crazy. He called me and we started connecting. We did a concert.
Did he call you blocked?
He actually was left a message because I don't answer unknown calls. Right. And he was like, this is Stevie Wonder. I'm sorry to bother you. And I'm like, sorry man, to bother me. Please. Boy, if you don't go somewhere, I'm sorry to bother you. Bother me.
Right, exactly.
But it was an amazing thing because he poured so much love and life into me. Yes. We did a show together. He invited me to be a part of a show that he did with John Legend and Lionel Richie and a bunch of others. But then I thought that that was amazing. Shortly after, the Queen, Patti LaBelle, reaches out to me on my way to church a couple years ago when Why I Love You hit. She's just singing it. And now, full circle, Patti LaBelle is family.
Yes.
That's cousin.
I know.
On that show. And
see,
everything
happens for a reason.
Yo, this is all surreal. I'm literally living a dream out loud. That's and awesome. It's proof that when you don't quit, the results come in perfect season and in due time. So I'm trying to encourage the people.
Major, can I say something?
Go ahead.
I remember watching a video that you did. I don't even know like the year, but you said I sing, I act, I write. Like literally, you proclaimed.
Yo, that was like 4 years ago.
Yes.
Whoa. I was depressed that day.
I couldn't tell y'all. Just to see, I was like, I remember that video because every video, like the video ministered to me.
Right.
So just to see like the video that you made and to see you tonight,
let people know. I had to speak it and affirm myself. It was a selfie video that I did in the car and I was like acting like I was crying. I went from emotional ranges and then everybody's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And then I said, oh, I'm Major. I sing, I sing, and I act.
Yes.
And they were just, and so that was, wow, that's special.
I remember that.
That's lit. That's dope. That's dope.
And speaking of that, I want to just piggyback what you said that in this episode, you can relate a lot to the character. And I was seeing that, too, because you've been through a lot.
Yeah.
What was a couple of things that you did go through that you want to share with the people that's probably going through right now?
Well, I know what it's like. Well, if we're talking about parallels to the character, I mean, you know, I know what it's like to have a village and have family that supports you. Cousin Calvin, you know, was the one that was there for me, helping me understand who I was in God and purpose and supporting me. I'm from the country, you know, and to have that village supporting me and me being able to take the torch on and be that light for everybody else. You saw there was a moment with my cousin Cotton, you know, and me saying, yo, I've seen you. I knew you were different. I didn't judge you. And that's actually who I am. I don't judge. I can speak out on what I see.
Right.
But love has always navigated me. And I've always realized that love will keep you blessed. And it'll also keep you loved when time comes when you need a little grace. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. I love that.
Major, you gotta give us something major that was happening behind the scenes on set. What was that chemistry like when you were filming?
Yo. First off, I get on set with the Queen Latifah. And I had met her, which is full circle, because of the Stevie Wonder concert. She sang on that same concert, but when her mother was alive, and I remember her passing my dressing room, and I go out, I'm like, I'm telling everybody, I'm going to work with her one day. I'm going to work with her one day. And I go up to her, and I'm just like, my name is Major. It's a pleasure to meet you. And she's like, pleasure to meet you. You know that typical fan. Yeah. Let me be nice to the fan.
So
she kept going. But I remembered that moment. So when I get there, this is like 2 or 3 years ago when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I get on set, and she says, She says, Brandy, Queen Brandy, yes. Come on, yo, Brandy. Yo, shout out to Brandy. Brandy says, yo, La, she calls her La. La, Major is dope. You got to hear him. You got to hear him. She says, Major, do you have a song that's kind of like hip hop and jazz mix? And I'm thinking, I'm trying to go through the Rolodex. Right, what you thinking? And then she says, I'm gonna remember it. So we take a break. I come back and she stands in the middle and she's like, my life is better with you in it.
Hey,
my life is better with you
that
in it.
That is so amazing.
That's awesome.
Yo, yes. Queen Latifah.
Your song. That's amazing. Talking about music, you just released a single, right?
Yes, my new single, Love Me Ole. It actually is going to the new video, the visuals for that. It's a movie. Yes. It's coming out Friday. So we're, you know, I'm glad Beyonce went ahead and went a little early.
Make some room.
So Beyonce made a little room for me. Shout out to H-Town Queen.
Yes.
It's crazy because that's surreal. Because back I went to the same high school and middle school as Beyonce. And LaToya Luckin and Solange and all of them, but it's just amazing to see her doing it.
I need to go to high school.
Yo, right. You're gonna go back in time.
Walk through the hallway.
but that's it. So we got that song, Love Me Ole. The visuals happen Friday. Follow me on Now That's Major everywhere on social media, and you're gonna see it. YouTube, Vivo. Listen, it's unfolding, y'all. I'm an independent artist with a major dream and a major purpose. And at the end of the day, it's about touching hearts. I don't take any of these moments for granted. When you gave me the invite, I was like, of course we will make time. You know I got to run to do something else. Yes. But I made time because I honor every single moment. And that's how I keep my joy and offer to anybody. Honor every moment as something that you should be grateful for. Right. And you'll never really be moved by the pockets of things that aren't as big as the other moment.
Right.
If you treat every moment as a blessing, every moment as, oh, yo, that's dope. That's
right. That's incredible.
Love that.
So that's a great word.
That is. So with you having, the power to speak everything you want into existence, what do you want to speak into existence now? What's next for Major? Put it in the atmosphere.
I literally just tweeted the other day. I said, I want to have another radio hit. I want to sell a million singles, album sales.
Will you do that?
Wait. But this is how I said it. I said, I want the radio single. I sell a million singles and albums. I want to travel the world inspiring hearts all over. And I will.
And
that's what I posted. And everybody started retweeting. But I speak those things. Yeah. I really speak those things. That's but I don't ever not meet it with the work. Everybody is quick to speak it, but they don't put the work with it. You got to put the work in.
Faith without works is dead.
It's dead.
It's dead.
It ain't happening.
Major, it's been a pleasure. I want to keep you longer because there's so much to ask.
I gotta come back. We can make that.
We have to arrange for you to come back because we need that book. We need to know the behind the scenes with Destiny's Child because you were growing up with
them. Shout out to all of them. Listen, this is an amazing platform that you all have.
Take
every moment in. Be grateful. Be excellent in what you do, and it will only expand. Territories are enlarged for the people that are ready for them.
Thank you so much.
And real quick, I want to just put it out there, and if you haven't claimed it already, you're going to be an author pretty soon, too. I feel it. I don't know if you reclaimed that already, but you have more to tell in your story.
Yeah.
So it's deep, and I'm excited for you. So.
I want to help the people.
Well, you definitely helped us.
Yes, you definitely helped us, for sure.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's stay accountable to each other. Meet you on IG.
Yes.
Really quick, plug your Instagram, all your social media platforms. Where can they find you at?
All right, beautiful people, it's Major. Now That's Major everywhere, at Now That's Major. And remember, Major's all caps with the period, because I mean that thing. My mama actually named me Major, so don't think I'm being clever. That's all her. But follow me there. Go to youtube.com/NowThat'sMajor. And on Friday, the movie for Love Me Ole. You're gonna love me. Woo! I'm more love me. Yeah, man. Thank you so much, Major.
You want to sing it to you? Why you brought
it? I was singing to you. Thank you.
It was a pleasure having you, man.
Thank you so much.
I love that everything in your future. Seriously. Awesome.
Thanks, awesome. Major. See you later.
Love y'all.
Thank you.
See you again.
Woo-hoo.
That was good.
Woo. We just appreciate you so much, babe. If you guys can get inspired right now, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Right. That was a blessing in disguise right there.
Because I was going to go home and take a nap. But now I'm not.
You got to stay up all night.
I think we can all say that we could have used that word right there.
So thank you, Major.
Make sure you continue to watch because he will be back. What is your overall thoughts of tonight's show, you guys? It's been a lot going on.
I felt like it was really about people releasing their strength. Like, I feel like, of course, like Miss Carlotta Star, Noah, these are some major characters who are always trying to be strong, right? And I feel like in this moment, this was a moment for every character to say, you know what, we don't always have to be strong. We can actually let someone else take the lead.
Yeah.
And I think it was really about them just letting loose.
Yeah.
I would piggyback off that. I think it was a lot of people confronting their demons, as we saw Carlotta finally announce to Cousin Rashad that, her stepdad was doing things to her, and now the baby daddy of Star.
Right.
He's back at the door, and he's dealing with that, and, his father's even there confronting a situation because he's been absent in his life, and we all know how Noah feels about that.
So, reconciliation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I viewed it as a transitional episode. Mm. Nice. I think each character had a transition from good to great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although it was, some downfalls throughout the episode with each character, I think it was truly a transitional and a growing episode for each character.
Not Cotton, though.
Transitioning from gangster to gangster earth.
See, we also don't know what Cotton's plan is, because I feel like Cotton has another plan.
It's going to include a knife, because Cotton always trying to cut somebody.
Seriously.
I would have to say that I agree with all you guys about the growth and transitional. What I didn't like about overall thoughts, tonight's show, is the fact that it was like pieces missing. And I really hate Star just coming in like, hey, y'all, I'm back. Star just opened up the door like, hey, I'm here. We don't know what happened. Does she even know what happened to her in the cell? It's like missing pieces going on. So let's talk about Star right now. Let's just get right into it. Star is always going to be Star, which is why I love her.
She is.
But why does Star always have to think that she has to just over succeed more than what she can handle?
Because she has been all alone for majority of her life.
Exactly.
We just saw her get out of jail. She was alone in there. She raised her sister, is what she likes to say.
And her sister's raising her.
And that's what she did. But she's always had that hard outer shell to where she goes into defense mode, protector mode.
Yeah.
And she delivers in that way. And I feel like we said it was a great transition episode. We start to see her sit back and realize that I don't need to be in control of everything.
Yeah.
Which was very hard for her. But I feel like in this moment, Star really, it wasn't really about her letting go. It was really about her understanding the love and like the support that she had. Because I feel like, again, Star was always trying to be strong because she felt like she didn't necessarily have a support system.
Mm-hmm.
So now all of like the love and all of the protection that she's put in Simone, now it's like falling back to her.
Right.
It's interesting because Star walked into this entire show the most beat up. Out of everybody. You know, she experienced the most out of everybody. And I think that it's good to finally see her kind of take a step back and see that everybody is not out to hurt you.
Right.
There are people around you that are truly trying to love you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And now love your baby.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of hard for her to reach out and receive that assistance from other people. But it was good to see her watch backstage. I thought she was about to bum rush the stage.
I was like, oh, sis about to bum rush the stage.
She has history of that, so we know how Star gets down.
I was waiting, but it was good to see her say, you know what? I'm going to let them have this moment.
Right.
And I'm going to take her back.
That was growth for her.
Yeah. It was take two.
Yeah, definitely.
It was
take two.
Archie, what you're singing out there, you say three.
I know. How did you guys feel about Star taking the baby away from Noah? That was kind of harsh, I think.
You know what? No.
I understand why, but
again, Star is someone who's a protector, right? Like, if we look at every instance where Star's had to protect her sister or either had to protect herself, she was very extreme, you know?
Period.
Coming from her background of all of the things that, like, she went through, it's, at the end of the day, it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, she does not want Noah to make that same mistake. And honestly, I don't really think it was about Noah. I really think it was about her because she felt bad that she allowed that to happen.
Right.
So then she was like, no, I'm not going to, put myself in a position to be a bad mother. That's mm-hmm. what I really think it was about.
That makes sense. I was kind of surprised about that.
I was very surprised to see her do that.
Yes.
Because of the mistakes that she's made thus far as a mom. Mm. And the burden that was put on Noah. And the fact that, you know, he tried to handle it to the best of his ability. Right. But he wasn't done healing his own personal demons. So I was very shocked that she walked in and kind of tore him down mm-hmm. like that. Especially because I thought that, you know, even though her mother was this addict, that mm-hmm. she still has some compassion for her mother. So I expect her to have that same compassion for Noah.
No, I didn't think she would do that.
Elijah, by the way, in the live chat, by the way, appreciate you guys for watching. He said that, don't worry, Star will be back to being a pit bull. So let's not get our hopes up already about, right. you know.
We're appreciating the moment.
It's like innately in her to be there. But at the end of the day, I think this is about growth for Star, because now I think that she can start, you know, allowing the girls to do other things than right. her always having to be the star.
Right. Now, before we jump into our next topic, I want Jalen Martin to give y'all a word.
We got another word tonight.
Be great. That's the word.
Hey, be great.
Hey, guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could really use your help. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel right now. Give us a rating on iTunes. 5 stars, please. 5 stars, nothing less. Leave us a comment. Being a part of the AfterBuzz family has truly meant a lot to me and to each one of us. It has truly helped us grow in our professional careers. So thank you for all of your support. And if you're watching in the live chat, make sure you guys hit us up, comment, talk to us. We talk back, period.
Period. But yes, please give us a 5-star, because the 4 stars don't work, hunty.
Girl, I ain't none less than 5. Period.
All right, I want to talk more about Noah. I'm really happy to see that Bobby came back. I've been claiming it. Like, where is Bobby at? Bobby should have been back. Do you guys think Noah's going to break through from this sober, like, this junkie stage he's in?
I do. Because he saw, first of all, the dream. Horrible.
Oh, my God. That was so scary.
It was horrible.
It was a scary movie.
Damn, show that.
But he had him setting the kitchen almost on fire, falling asleep while the baby is still there.
That's funny, Jay?
That is not funny.
There's a story to go along. I'm sorry. Archie J has that experience.
Let me have
it. It's okay.
Anyways. I think that this is going to be an aha moment for him. He's going to wake up and he's going to realize, because now I don't think he understood what the responsibility of having a child was. Right. And he almost, the child could have died. Yes. So I feel like having that near-death experience has kind of shooken him up a little bit. And he saw that his dad wasn't there, and he doesn't want to go back down the same road. He doesn't want to go back down the wrong road.
But I don't think his father's going to allow him to do that. I think that, you know, his father is definitely playing a big role, because I feel like the reconciliation between him and his father is what's going to be the reconciliation between him and his own son.
Yeah.
However, I will say, I don't know if I can necessarily say that Noah's done, because we know that every time Noah hits pressure, this is what he falls to. So I feel like we have to see another moment when everything settles down, he gets his son back, and when he gets back to that moment of pressure, what is he going to use to keep him strong and out of the drugs?
Mm-hmm. The child!
Hopefully, you know,
I don't know.
I'm definitely hoping for a healing for Noah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it seems like two unperfect people created a perfect child. You know, we had Star and her imperfections, with her being, you know, a fighter, somebody that is very ratchet and get up. You know, I can relate. But then we have Noah, you know, who has had his addiction. So these two imperfect people created this perfect child, and they're still trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, given time, both of them will figure it out. You know, we've seen growth and transition with Star in this episode. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen Noah seek healing and start the process of being sober. I think he might carry it through.
Yeah. I really love also how his relationships were rebuilding too, like him and Miss Bruce. I never thought that would happen. Like,
he loves his stepmom.
Yeah, no, he loves his stepmom.
Get into the stepmom.
And she giving us that stepmom wig. I'm loving it.
Right.
Like, listen, honey.
Yes,
I love it. Bruce.
But speaking of Miss Bruce, what we didn't see, that he kind of took a step back from dealing with Star and her mess, and like, you know, take 3 and everything. But Carlotta is still stepping in and doing her thing. Were you guys surprised to see Carlotta still be herself and just kind of balance Take Three, and then also her father.
No, I mean, I think that this is very, very normal for Miss Carlotta. I think that the only difference that we saw was her battling her issue with her father. Mm-hmm. You know, because everybody just wanted her to go to the funeral, and she was like, why do I need to face something that happened for her? But I think it was really more about not just her forgiving her father, but I think that forgiving her father was something bigger for her mm-hmm. to like release and let go and be yeah. able to say, hey, like, I don't always have to be so strong. Again, like I said before, I feel like everybody was kind of like releasing their strength and realizing that they can be able to rely and depend on other people.
Mm-hmm. Miss Carlotta walks with a heavy heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she does.
And a heavy mind. Queen Latifah is playing that role.
Yes.
Because anytime.
Shout out to Queen Latifah.
Shout out to the Queen. Yes, Queen. Q-N-I-T-Y. That's but yes. Yeah,
huh? That's for Unity. I'm sorry. Okay.
But I definitely think like she is carrying the burdens of everybody around her. Mm-hmm. And I think last season when she went through her little situation where she had like go on vacation or go away for a little while, we finally seen like people kind of pick up the responsibilities that she kind of put down. Mm-hmm. In this episode, we've seen people pick up the responsibilities of her, you know, by seeing her sister be there with her and talk to her about, you know, killing their dad. Mm-hmm. That was very interesting to watch. You know, yes. But Queen Latifah didn't even say thank you.
I know, right?
Because how do you say thank
because
you
because she can't
for
really say
dad?
Thank you.
That's
all right.
That's it, uncomfortable.
You killed a pain for me.
But you know
thank
what?
You.
But it's not even that. She
thank
didn't even
you,
feel.
Thank you,
but she didn't even really feel her pain because even when her and Cassie were having the conversation, she was like, "Cassie, tell me the truth. Did you kill him? You know." And of course, because of what her dad did to her, I feel like she's always had this numb feeling about her father.
Right. Right.
But at the end of the day, she definitely knows right from wrong, and she knows that like what her sister did was wrong, so I feel like she does have some type of sympathy, like dang, like okay, like he, like
you
he
had
died.
To kill him like that,
right? Like you didn't have to kill him. But again, I feel like honestly this whole episode was about the family. I feel like everybody's like turning into a whole family.
Yeah, it's a family affair. They said that they yeah. only really come together when it's, you know, what it was, a funeral?
Funeral and a holiday.
And a holiday. Right, exactly. But I like that Queen Latifah is this character now because I feel like we've seen her even, you know, attack or jump right. on the table and, you know, get this. We need to do this for these girls in this group. And right now she's chill. You know, she took is. A break. She went somewhere to get her thoughts together and she's coming back as, you know what, she's observing the situation for what it is and we're gonna take life as it comes. And not to mention she's having a one night stand along the way.
Right.
Hey,
she's very vulnerable. She's very vulnerable. Sometimes when you're vulnerable, all you can do is open your legs.
Is that a personal story?
For me?
Is that a personal story?
This is not advice, okay? This is not advice right now.
This is not advice. I'm a dating coach. I would not advise you during vulnerable times to open your legs. However, it can be appreciated.
You know what else I really love about Carlotta, like to piggyback what you said, Jalamar, about her queen, you know, nailing this role, is because we see that Queen has been dealing with this stuff in her personal life as well. Right. So it's like she's not really acting. Like she's living in like a walking testimony. Yeah, right. So it's really great to see her play this character because it's like she's playing herself.
True.
And that's just amazing. But let's talk about Cassie real quick. I like how Cassie was trying to be there for Carlotta, but she left something out. I wanted to know if I caught this. When Cassie was trying to console her and she was like, oh, remember Carlotta, like you taught me to, the truth would set you free.
Yeah.
Why didn't Cassie not tell her about she messed with Maurice, you know, Carlotta's old man?
Well, I don't think she necessarily has to
she's aware.
Yeah, she's aware.
It.
Like,
you think Carlotta
she's
knows?
Been around them.
Yeah, she's been around
I don't
them.
Think that she cares.
I mean, but
I don't think so either.
But it's okay.
I don't either.
If no one cares, then why is it a secret? Because they're trying to meet behind closed doors. The only reason I caught them was Gigi, and Gigi's no longer to be found. So I mean,
I think it's more of just like their like behavior, just because they don't want people to really know, like because they're also trying to figure out what's going on between them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then also, if you've ever dealt with anybody in real life,
right.
you don't need to tell everybody immediately.
Privacy.
Let's give it about 2 months, and we'll see if this gets to where
2 months.
Like,
I need more than that.
I need more like 6 months.
Yeah, about 6.
I'm for about that part. I'm so for that part.
Yeah.
But this is her sister. Like, this is someone her sister dated in the past. It's not like it's just like, you know, a new fling. Like, no, like, you had sex with me and my sister. So that's something
but
that you should
Cassie
be talking about.
Here winning.
But honestly, Cassie from the beginning was always trying to be very loyal to her sister. Mm-hmm. But Maurice was always finding moments when she was vulnerable to be that strength for her.
How about that?
And so she didn't have, well, she of course you always have a choice. But it's almost like she felt like she didn't have a choice because he was literally the answer to everything that she needed in that moment.
True.
Yeah. So I think that it's a very soft spot for her to have that conversation with her sister because it's, I mean, it'll be different if it was like some old janky dude, you know, who was like trying to play her. But I don't think that Maurice is someone that's really trying to play Cassie every time Maurice comes to her, I feel like he brings this new birth, like this compassion or this love, which literally we know Cassie is a G, so that's a little hard.
Yeah.
But again, I feel like he's very monumental in her life.
I agree.
So, you know, I think that, you know, that whole keeping it behind the scenes, I'm not going to really tell you, is because when she does tell her, her sister's going to be like, oh, it's cool. Like, she's not even going to think about it. Not to mention, you talk about the one night stand. She don't care.
I don't know. I feel like Carlotta will care, I think, eventually. I think maybe once she sees Cassie and Maurice, like, maybe getting a little bit more serious.
Right.
I think it may begin to bother her a bit.
I mean, but...
Because they're going to need some... They ain't going to be cool for the rest of the season. Something's going to have to happen.
But was her and Maurice really tight like that, though?
You mean Carlotta and Maurice?
Yeah, like, were they, like, really, like, as tight as is Cassie and Maurice?
Well, Maurice and Carlotta were dating.
Yeah, they were dating.
But what I'm saying is, like, did they have the same chemistry?
So you saying if one of your friends hit, you're going to go after that piece of
paper? No, that's not what I'm saying.
Hit more than one, by the way. They were an item at one point in time.
No, well, that's not what I'm saying. Like, what I'm asking is, if her relationship with Maurice wasn't really nothing, like, if it was a fling, I don't think that Miss Carlotta would be tripping. Especially if she sees that Maurice is someone who's bringing something different to her sister's life. You see what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, I feel like that's what's going to make the whole monumental change about it being okay. Of course it's not okay. Loyalty is loyalty, but I feel like this is going to be something to definitely bring up. And I feel like, you know, we may end up seeing something later with it. That's just me.
No, we'll see.
We'll keep our eyes open and our legs closed.
But before we get into our news, boy, I can't wait.
It is hot in here tonight. Okay.
All right. Before we get into our news, I do want to dive really quick with Cotton. What is Cotton?
Oh, my gosh.
Cotton surprised me. I don't know about you guys.
Cotton is running to her demons.
I was surprised to see her turn everything around. First, you know, in previous episodes, she was trying to save the girls, and now she's working Leon again. Did that shock you guys to see her just, like, you know...
Yeah, it did.
Like, come to agreement and try to do business with
him again? No, I don't think... I know we have not gotten to predictions, but I think that she has a bigger plan. I think that she does, because Cotton is someone who's very strategic. She shows you strength, but she shows you... She always has her game face on, right? Yeah. So she never lets you know what our plan is. But if you notice, as, like, a good actress, she can always tell you that she's thinking. Mm-hmm. And I think that she has a diabolical plan, because she already knows if she's really going to bring this dude down, she has to find a very strategic way, because not only is he trying to hurt her and, you know, the girls, he's also trying to hurt her reputation.
But what you're saying is she needs to work in cahoots with this guy in order to take him down.
I think that her whole motive, like, her whole game is to make him think that she's working with him. Mm-hmm. But there's something...
Oh, she backstabbing him.
Right.
Yeah,
that she has twisted behind that she's going to do that he doesn't even see. Come on, it's Cotton. Yeah. Seriously?
Because she's managing the girls and he's getting the money. So technically, he's doing the illegal situation here.
Right.
Yeah.
But she's not going to let that happen. I don't think so.
I don't know. I just hope that, you know, it doesn't, like, escalate and, like, her son gets involved and everything. And we see, like, another part two of what Xander did with her son. Like, that's just going to be too messy.
I guess we shall see.
I don't know. I think it's time for some news, Archie.
Hey, so... I've got you covered. So, you know, hell has not frozen over, but it seems like a miracle has happened, or better yet... Maturity, transition. As we know, Brandy, as Cassie on the show, she is a legendary singer in real life, and her and Monica are going to on tour together with, you know, and they've always had the drama in the past, on and on, on and off again, but they're going on tour actually with a slew of other popular female performers.
A. Marie Ashanti.
I feel like B2K kind of, like, put that on the map for
everybody. The millennial tour. Well, according to Variety, the series is going to be actually live performances, panels, comedy shows, and more, and a portion of the proceeds are going to be given to an organization that focuses on the advancement of women. So, like you said, Brandy, Monica, Cardi B, Tiana Taylor, Jill Scott, City Girls, Ashanti, Maya, Carrie Hilson, Faith Evans, A. Marie, and so much more.
Say that, Ana. I'll be there.
It's the year of the woman, y'all. Okay.
Right.
Women are taking over.
Yes.
Yeah.
So B2K was lit.
It's actually happening April through October, and there's going to be more dates added. So watch out for that if you want to attend.
Yeah, they'll be in LA in July.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the summer.
Wow.
A lot of stuff going on in the summer. June. you know, Queen Latifah, she's going to be hitting the stage. She's going to Vancouver. So if you are in Canada, she's going to be performing with the Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, awesome. Like, is this her first time? We don't know.
No, not really. Okay. So with this genre, well, we know that she has like a Grammy Award and six nominations. She has a jazz album, a pop album, rap album. Oscar Chicago, nominations. So she's going to get back on the stage and, you know, tackle that whole jazz era that she likes to do. I remember when I was a 12-year-old, I used to love her jazz album, which that's been a long time ago. But so that's happening June 29th on a Saturday in Vancouver, if you're around.
Hey, I wish I was going
to
be
there. Archie need to host it.
I know, right?
I ain't never heard no jazz album from the Queen.
I gotta put you on.
When I get in the car, I'm going to listen to it.
Okay, so not necessarily news, but I be out and about in the towns in L.A., and I spotted, let's do a star spotting. So I saw Xander in the mean streets of L.A., and we know that's Cassie's,
her dead boyfriend at this
point.
Exactly.
Where you seeing him at?
I was meeting a friend at the Fox Studios and came across Xander, and I was like, wow, that's really him. He is not dead. And then I had to realize that it's a show.
Did you say hi to him?
I said hi to him. Okay. He said, what's up? He looked like he was going to a very important meeting, and there was like two other people behind him. He is a little bit taller than me, and I'm 6'2" and a half.
Tall.
Yeah, so.
Okay. He's a giant. Yeah. Okay.
6'4"?
Tall man.
I'm just being tall, you guys.
Yeah. And then.
I am.
Almost 6'3". But then last night, another star spotting. I was out in these streets.
Who you think? Archie.
Okay.
I know.
So I went to a Diesel Jean event last night, and I turned around. I had a margarita in hand. Don't judge me. And I saw Quincy, who plays Alex's boyfriend.
Wow. Did you give Quincy my number?
Derek. I saw Derek.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, star spotting.
And what do you have on?
He had those clothes on right there. That is from last night.
Oh, it's from last night. Oh, yes. All right. Thought it was a stock photo.
No. He posted this on his story, and he was out with his brother, Justin Combs. We know this is Diddy's children.
Yes.
Diddy's children are blazing the scene right now.
I didn't talk to him. It was a lot of people in the club, you know what I'm saying? Actually, it was an event at a Mexican restaurant. Sorry.
I think it was his birthday. Justin's birthday.
And he's single.
Justin's birthday
is in January.
Quincy's single?
Yeah, he's single.
Single sound like he's been single for a long time.
Not her. He picky.
That's the streets telling me.
What streets telling
you? Well, shoot your shot.
I won't be surprised.
But, okay, I will say.
Who's shooting a shot?
I will say. Wait. Okay. Hold on. I don't think he wants you. But I did see him at the event. It was a lot of people. Couldn't really talk to him, but he brushed against my shoulder, and I said, we in there.
You should have invited him to the show.
I know.
It was your opportunity.
That was but it's okay.
He was rushing out to go to another event.
Quincy,
it's okay. Next time.
We're going to invite you to the show.
Yes.
He may be on the show,
waiting
guys.
For
okay,
you. We're waiting for you.
So now y'all cousins?
Huh?
Now y'all cousins?
Yeah, we real close now. Yeah. And that's the news for today.
Archie, you killed it. I love Archie. He's so much. He's so funny. But now, so now we know where to go hang out with him tonight.
Right, y'all.
Because Archie be at the hotspot.
And where can we find you? I'm just joking.
I know, right?
If he invites y'all, child.
Shoot. All right. It's time for our ghetto superstar of the night. Let's get into it.
Yes.
Okay, so Major should have been here to sing that song.
He should have, definitely.
Girl,
did he just shut you down, Lokito? I thought your vocals was cute.
My vocals are nice, but it's fine.
It's fine.
You're like Star. You're on
all
vocal
right.
rest.
Let's get into it. It's time for our special segment. Ghetto Superstar of the Night, Jay Lamar. Let us know who it is.
Star.
Okay.
The ghetto queen of them all.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, Star, when she walked in with that baby in her arms and bust through the door and made Noah stand up, his sick self made him stand up and confronted him and told them that he'd never see his child again.
Mm. Very bossy.
That was very ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
Very ghetto. Very hood.
So, it was.
She is my ghetto superstar tonight.
Yeah.
Nima, who is yours?
My ghetto superstar. I have to say my ghetto superstar is probably Cotton because I just think that she has a diabolical plan to just turn the whole thing around and just bring this dude down. He's going down. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
Cotton is the ghetto superstar.
And she's going to pull a knife out. Watch.
We'll see.
Clearly.
You know what? Oh, you took mine. I got to go with Cotton. Out here. She is the ringleader of the girls these days. She is hood rat.
Where are my ladies at?
All of them.
Ghetto superstar of the week. Cotton.
Cotton was mine, you guys, but I'm not gonna join the bandwagon. I'm gonna go with Drake. What's her name? Drake.
That Amber Drake.
Amber Drake, yeah, might get was a superstar tonight. Why? Because she looked trash. She just was not talking about anything. I wasn't really a fan. She just came out and started talking about stuff, and she had no insight what she was going on, trying to pretty much talk to take three, very demeaning, and I'm not with that movement. You don't know my ladies, so Amber Drake is my get
a superstar. I mean, she was a G for that.
I was very bothered by her.
She looked like iCarly.
I stank. No. I don't know.
She reminded me of that one girl. What's her name? Ching Lee from Love
the
and
Hot
Hip
Chick?
Hop.
Oh.
Oh, Atlanta?
Yeah. What was her name?
The nail lady or something?
Yeah.
Before we dive into our predictions, almost about that time, I want to notice any other thoughts you guys want to touch on real quick that we didn't touch on in the live chat? Anything else you want to touch on real quick?
I think that I would like to touch on the fact that Miss Carlotta and this guy, this might be a prediction, but I want to know how is this story really going to resurface? Because, I feel like it just kind of happened, and it was just there, and it was just like, okay, well, you know, she just had this.
I can't wait till it resurfaced because his voice,
everything about him.
Spectacular.
Honestly, I think that it's her son, but I don't know. It's me.
What in the, what's it called?
Y'all really like incest.
No, it's not that we like incest. I just really feel like...
And you was over there abusing him. You abused his taco meat on his chest.
She sure was.
She did. I was for the taco meat. And I'm not really for taco meat, really, but he actually was nice and clean.
That was clean taco meat.
Where it needed to be.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with taco meat.
It was very grim.
I would rub my beard through that, sis.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Are we talking about predictions right now?
Yeah, well, I was looking at the live chat. I'm sorry. It was someone that mentioned something. Okay, well... We appreciate you guys watching. It's time for that prediction, so let's get into it.
Predictions.
Predictions.
This looks all right, Nima. What's your prediction, baby girl?
My prediction that this guy that Carlotta had a one-night stand with is really her son. I think that Cotton has a diabolical plan to bring this pimp dude down. I think that... something is going to happen with Cassie. Very interesting. Between her and Maurice. And I think that Star is going to come back. And we're going to, and she's going to surprise us. She might end up coming back with Gigi.
Okay. Jay?
My turn? Yes. No, I'm definitely predicting that... to piggyback off Star, I think I'm predicting that Star is going to do something to mess up her parenting situation. Which will cause her to kind of see that Noah is not the only imperfect parent that baby Davis has.
It's a really good one, Jay.
Yeah. So I definitely think that's going to happen.
It's a great one. Yeah.
I think that Noah is actually going to break this whole drug, alcohol, addiction situation. And he is going to kind of do like a turn and a change of events, I will say.
For sure.
Yeah. And I'm starting to feel like very soon we're going to... get him and Gigi together in a way, because, you know, she just lost her aunt who was, you know, an addict and forced her to do drugs. So I feel like somehow they're going to collaborate and do something fun and cool.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think a couple things. I think Cotton's plan is going to go wrong. I think it's going to lead her maybe behind bars next. And I also think that we're going to see more of Alex and Derek kind of unfolding in a sense. Like, things are going good right now for her. Unfortunately, she is dealing with the situation with her mom. But for some reason, I feel like Alex's panic attacks is going to catch up to her. And I think she's probably going to be next in the hospital. And Khan's going to be the one behind bars. I don't know. It's going to be kind of...
Yeah, ain't nobody in jail right now. So
yeah, I know.
Star just got out of jail. Can we let everybody be free?
Girl, you know it ain't too many episodes for free. Somebody going to be locked up.
When it's not... Right. But it's not a prediction, but for sure a fact that we'll be here same time next week. Yes. So please make sure you're with us. Jay Lamar, let us know where they can find you.
You guys can follow me on all social media platforms at I Am Jay Lamar.
Nima.
NEEMASKYE on all social media platforms.
Archie.
Yeah, it's the same for me. Instagram, Twitter, wherever you want to find me, the website, Archie J Speaks.
And I'm everywhere that you can find me at. That's I'm Jazzy. I am JAZZIEE. Until next week, we'll see you later. Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
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 Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.